You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that right there is the Canadian five-piece band Priors. I heard that song. I think I may have played it in the past, but I was going through my Spotify. I was on vacation in Florida just like this past week, and I was listening on Shuffle, you know, and I'm like, is this the Cure? They sound very Cure-like. And awesome. I really like those guys. And they're from Montreal. What else can I tell you about them? Just the name of that album is called Daffodil. It was released in June of last year, so not quite a year old, on a label called Mothland. And this follows their third LP, My Punishment on Earth, as well as a three-song EP, new. So these guys have been busy. It's all that stuff has been released just in the past few years. Yeah, the band consists of Hutchison. His first name is hold on a second here. I have a Chance Hutchison. Five pieces, I mentioned, and then four other guys. I could go on. Do you know them, though? Like, for example, Alan Hildebrandt, the bass player? I don't know. So anyways, based out of Montreal, but he had grown up the lead singer in London, Ontario. All right. This is my show. As I mentioned, it's every second week. Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I am your host, Anita B. I just came back. What is the date today? Today is like April 3rd. I flew back from Tampa. So I stayed in the Tampa area, St. Pete Beach, that area on the Gulf side, up until a few nights ago. And I was there for 9 days with my son, Dexter. I wasn't able to do my show because I was away previously in Montana. I was in Big Sky, Montana, skiing for four nights, and it was like absolutely fabulous. If you've never been to Big Sky, wow. All I can say is I had the time of my life. It was just me. I was on an awesome vacation, solo trip. I needed it. Did I ever? I stayed at this like killer VRBO. And if you are thinking about going to Big Sky, don't think twice. Just do it. Just do it. It's so killer. It's the third largest ski resort in North America. It's a Boyne property, so it's owned by the parent company of which I work for, which is Cypress. I work part-time at Cypress Mountain, which now, seasonally, I'm done. Sadly, I would work a couple night shifts this past season, and we just finished our night skiing, like, I don't know, a couple days ago. So sad. But we are, when I say we, I'm representing Boyne Mountain, or sorry, not Boyne. There is a mountain, however, in Michigan called Boyne Mountain, but I'm talking about Cypress. We'll be open until April 14th, but with reduced hours. Now just closing at 4. So I'll be making a point to hit the slopes this weekend. Yeah, that's what's been up with me. It's a gorgeous day out. It's sunny. I've been thinking as I was coming into work, I'm like, what am I going to do? Like, it's spring. It's ironic and funny because growing up as somebody who had suffered from SAD, seasonal affective disorder, pretty badly, especially like toward just before I got into skiing, as a matter of fact, I used to always look forward to the summer. Like, I was like, oh, thank God I'm coming out of my cocoon of misery. These dark, you know, Vancouver winters where all it does is rain. And now it's opposite because skiing really has sort of helped keep my SAD under control. If you know anything about skiing or seasonal affective disorder, it's that albedo. It's that reflection of the sun, of the light off that white plane. It's so refreshing and it's so like invigorating. And it's really done me wonders. And so now, here's where I'm going, is that I'm so sad. It's now we're coming into spring. I'm like, what am I going to do? Oh my God, I can't ski. I probably have a few more trips at least, maybe one more Whistler rendezvous. I don't know, before it's over. But golf, I golfed a lot the past couple summers. I'm not sure. We'll see. We'll see. Do I still have the same drive for golf? Get it? Drive. Okay. Anyways, I'll stop with my dumb jokes. Okay, let's get into some more music. So I played us, as I mentioned, Pryor's Canadian band. Now what do I have for us? Let's see. What do I have for us? Yeah. I have some stuff. What did I prepare for? Let's see. Oh, yeah, yeah. I've got this song. This is what I have. The band. Okay, this next song is called Docket. D-O-C-K-E-T. And then a brackets featuring Bully. Sounds like the band itself, but no. The song is performed by Blonde Shell, Bully. I'm just reading it as I see it. If you know nothing about Bully, then you should. So Bully is Allison something or other, who's now, I believe, based in Tennessee. And I've been playing Bully for years now. Sub Pop Records band. I love Bully. She, Bogdano, I think her name is. Just killer, sort of almost like grunge reminiscent, kind of Pixies-like stuff, which I love. She's a tiny little creature fronting the band. It's her deal, Bully. She has, you know, like a hired band. What was I gonna tell you? Oh yeah, so I found this song. It's called Docket featuring Bully, but performed by Blonde Shell and Bully. I don't know. Okay, here we go. Let's listen to it. It's good. It's a good tune. Yeah, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I've got some more new music. This is new. This is just released. So hopefully you enjoy it. Okay, making sure I'm all set up nicely here. Looks like I am. All right. This is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
California. I gotta go diving in the bay. Gotta get a lot of oysters, find some pearls today to make a pretty necklace for Leah. Leah. I've gotta go deep and find the ones just right. I'll bet my Leah will be surprised tonight. I'll place the pearls around the only girl for me, Leah. But something's wrong, I cannot move around. My leg is caught, it's pulling me down. But I'll keep my hands shut tight. Over, I'm awake at last. Old heartaches and memories from the past. It was just another dream about my lost love, about Leah.
Sets up. boy, they say we like the new gangstar. Me and Flocko, they say we the new wave guards. Shout to Max B, he could be home any day, God. Wake up out the bed, scruffy sparking my J. Shine my nickel plated, then I'm starting my day. My old lady called me baby, told her part in my age. 12 shells in the gauge, like a cart in the eggs. We on home like every Cartman, chromosomes on my conscience. Here's a niggas talking nonsense, call them nasty Nostradamus. Rock the pearls and diamonds, break your promise, break a wallet, break a heart, and break a pockets. Take your notes like guidance counselor. Aristocrats like the chancellor, the answer to the panhandlers. The corners with the mans is up, the jig is up, the scams is up. Yeah, they hands is up, looking in the crowd, yeah. Trying to fuck the world, but my pants still on. Best to all my G's before we rest in peace. Cause be sure to rest in peace. The rest is set, the record set, as soon as I release. The rumors be, I'm on the sheets with no security. They know a nigga overseas. Kind of swag that's passed from your mom and dad. Pride of bags, and we cheesing on them Calvin ads. Mighty peep the billboards 50 feet when out in traffic. Staring at a nigga picture shit, you bound to crash.
No comparison, we more solid than they are. Me and Hit Boy, they say we like the new gangstar. Me and Flocko, they say we the new wave guards. Shout to Max B, he could be home any day, God.
Hold up and analyze.
ASAP mob got mass appeal.
Come on, get on, get some.
Call the nasty nines, niggas hit the lick like.
Wake up out the bed, wrap my do-rag up. Say a prayer, I'm thanking God that Mom Dukes had us. Monotone style like Guru on Supremo cuts. Crew neck by McQueen go nuts. Jewels over my white hoodie like Juvie and 9-8. It's movies that I make, Peruvian white flake. It tore the community at a high rate. Adversity I face, I roll my own gas to make sure that it's not late. Damn, I used to hit the block hoping they see me. Watching video music box, sitting close to the TV. I was inspired by Houdini and Cool G. Got my first pair of J's, thought I was 2-3. Yeah. Invest in all my G's before we rest in peace, cause we sure to rest in peace. My shorty is a piece of mine, a dime piece. I might buy you a piece of property. You might have had some joints, but ain't nothing like me and Rocky seen. No comparison, we more solid than they are. Me and Hit Boy, they say we like the new gangstar. Me and Flocko, they say we the new wave guards. Shout to Max B, he could be home any day, God.
Come on, get on, get something.
ASAP mob got mass appeal.
We do our thing, son.
Listen close as I prove my point.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B, and that was awesome. I love that. That was Nas, ASAP Rocky, DJ Premier from 2021. So 2021, off the record, Magic, Wave Gods. Love it. Nas, remember him? New York City's Finest, 1994 Illmatic. All right, before that, we heard something from 1969. Dusty Springfield. British, famous British singer with one of her hits, Son of a Preacher Man. And you can find that on her record, Dusty in Memphis. Yes. Before that, Roy Orbison, 1964, Leah. 1964, yeah. That was found on the Essential Roy Orbison compilation. All right, it is 6:52. The sun is streaming here into the station on the campus of UBC. It's nice out. I think I'm going to approach this summer. I'm going to go for it. I'm not going to be sad that skiing's over. I'm just going to, I don't know. It's going to be me. I don't know. All right, let's continue. I've got something here from Australian artist Hazel English. With Day Wave. All right, we've got Day Wave. So they have a new single, and the single is called Jessie. It's totally new, and you can find, let's take a look here. In recent years, so Australian guitar pop singer struck up a close partnership with Jackson Phillips. He's the guy behind Day Wave, and they had covered Interpol's PDA back in 2017. And now we've got a new single from these guys. All right. This is, like I said, brand new. Let's take a listen. Let me see if I can find it. Am I good? Hazel English, Day Wave. Where do my songs go? Here it is. Here it is. We're good. Okay, that's about all I need to tell you, I think, except for the fact that I'm here for another hour and 7 minutes, 6:30 until 8, every second, hold on, let me pause that, every second Wednesday. Yeah, okay, here we go. This year, as I mentioned, new stuff from Hazel English and Daywave. The song is Jesse. Brand spankin' new on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Hey yo, he's having a ball. And you know, they asked me to get on the mic, and they asked me, can I kick it? Words. Can I kick it? Yes, you can.
Like a tribe does. Before this, did you really know what I was? Comprehend to the track force. Why? Cuz getting mentions on the tip of the vibe buzz. Rock and roll to the beat of the funk fuzz. Wipe your feet really good on the rhythm rug. If you feel the urge to freak, do the jitterbug. Come and spread your arms if you really need a hug. Afrocentric living is a big shrug. A life filled with, that's what I love. A lower plateau is what we're above. If you diss us, we won't even think of. We'll nip of the dog and give a big shove. This rhythm really fits like a snug glove. Like a box of positives, it's a plus love. As the tribe flies high like a dove.
my mayor. You'll be doing us a really big favor. Boy, this track really has a lot of flavor. When it comes to Rhythm's Quest, is your savior. Follow us for the funky behavior. Make a note on the rhythm we gave you. Feel free, drop your pants, yeah, yeah, hey, yeah. Do you like the garments that we wear? I instruct you to be the obeyer. A rhythm recipe that you'll savor. Doesn't matter if you're minor or major. Yes, the tribe of the game with a player. As you inhale like a breath of fresh air.
I need
All right, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That is The Blips. Now, I believe that they are from Alabama. I want to make sure I don't say anything mistaken. Okay, hold on a second here. The Blips. The name of the new album is called, which I just played that song off, is called Again. Let's make sure. I want to make sure. Oh, yeah, I am right. So they're from Birmingham, Alabama, those guys. I mean, there's not a lot of bands out of Birmingham, Alabama, like garage rock bands, okay? The Blips. And that song is still considered new. It was released in the fall of last year. CITR says you have 6 months. So yeah, it gets new status. All right, before that, we heard something from Kayflay, who I just love. I did see Kayflay back, I don't know, 8-9 years ago. What year are we in now? 2024? Yeah, something like that, about that. We heard the song Blood in the Cut from her 2016 album Crush Me. Yeah, I'd say I saw her like 8 years ago. That's about right, 8-7 years ago. If that song sounds familiar and you like to watch TV like I do, you may recognize it from season 2 of Animal Kingdom. I love Animal Kingdom. It's such a good show. And I'll say the following. If you tried like I did to get into Animal Kingdom, like I tried watching the first episode at least once, maybe even twice, and because, you know, a friend was like, oh, it's so good, I'm like, I don't know, give it a, you know, some shows take a bit before it wears on you. That's Animal Kingdom for you, right? So I love Animal Kingdom. All right, okay, the show, it's now run its course, by the way. I think the last season just aired within the past year. But it takes, if you don't know anything about Animal Kingdom, it takes place amongst a family of surfers in SoCal. Okay. Surfers who are criminals, and the leader of the gang or the group, the family, I guess, head is the mom, Smurf. That's, Animal Kingdom for you. All right. Now, before that, before Kayflay, we heard something from A Tribe Called Quest from their 1999 anthologies compilation. Can I Kick It? Because that song appeared before on a different album, which I have someplace. Maybe I have the tape, to be honest. 7:09. That's what time it is. Okay. Right now, we've got, let's do a little weather. Yeah, why not? It's usually that time of the evening. Weather Vancouver, see what's happening. I'll give you a little, snow forecast if you'd like. So let's see, Vancouver, 7-day forecast. This is according to Environment Canada. Today is Wednesday. So the overnight low tonight is 5. Tomorrow, Thursday, we have a mix of sun and cloud, high of 12. Friday, sunny, high of 14. Into the weekend, highs of 13 and 14, mix of sun and cloud. All right, now let's take a look at what the snow forecast is. Snow forecast. Do we want to go to Whistler? Okay, let's see what's happening in Whistler. Snow forecast. No, not now. Whistler. See if it's still happening up there. I think it is. What I do know is that it sort of flip-flops every season, Whistler, Blackcomb, in that one mountain is open until about the middle of May, and then the other one closes middle of April. Last season, it was Blackcomb that was open into May, and it was Whistler that ended mid-April. This year, it's the opposite. It is Whistler that's open into mid-May, and then Blackcomb closes like in a couple of weeks. And they are closing because they're going to be upgrading a lift. I don't remember which lift, but I know that much. All right, let's take a look. Let's see what's happening here at Whistler. This is our mid-mountain forecast, snow forecast from snow-forecast.com. It's a great site. Okay, let's see. What is today? Let's go to mid-mountain. Okay, it looks like it's okay. Looks like we've got some light snow. Ooh, well into this weekend. I should go to Whistler. Don't know that I can, though. All right, that means after this weekend, there's one more weekend, I guess, of Blackcomb. That's right. Oh, okay. Well, that's your snow forecast. Tonight, we looked at Whistler. All right, let's continue. What do I have now for us to listen to? I have Beach House. Yeah, Beach House. We're going to hear the song Space Song of theirs. Let's make sure it's all set up. Uh-huh, Space Song. Here we are. You can find this on their album. Hold on a second. It's called Depression Cherry, released 2015. Okay, let's take a listen. It's a great tune. It's one of their better ones for sure. Let's make sure this is done. Okay, good. All right, you're listening to CITR. My voice sounds all froggy. Okay, maybe I'm getting a little bit of allergies. It's about that time, right? Okay, let's try again. This is Beach House with the song Depression Cherry here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Oops, I lied. The name of the song is Levitation. That's right. Levitation from the album Depression Cherry. Gotta make sure I'm not wrong. After midnight, we could feel it all. All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That is The Shimmering Stars from 10 years ago already. I cannot believe that. The album is Bedrooms of the Nation, and we heard the song De Règlement. I think that's how it's pronounced. I'm not sure. So, yeah. I wish I could remember the name of the guy that is at the forefront of Shimmering Stars. I do believe I did some research. I think he might be a teacher. I know he was, I think, going to do his education degree, which is what I do. I'm a teacher. I teach high school. All right. Before that, we heard something from the band The Primitives from 1988. I believe they're English. I should know this. The Primitives. I think they're English. 1988. Am I right? Am I wrong? Yep, I'm right. Where are they from? They are from Coventry, West Midlands, England. I cannot do an English accent. Yeah, that's their big hit song. And you can find that on the album. Let me find it right here. Called Lovely. That's right. Before that, we heard something from 2002. I can't believe that song, Stormy Weather, from Raining Sound, goes that far back. Released on the album Time Bomb High School. Those guys were on, let's see, what label? I should know this. They're on the Chapel Hill, North Carolina label. Merge Records, of course. I do believe. Those guys are a five-piece, all-dude band. I don't know if they're still around. I'm kind of guessing not, but there you go. All right. What else can I tell you? I think that's mostly everything we listened to. Raining Sound. Beach House. Oh, yeah, we heard Beach House in there before that. Speaking of collapsing bridges, Beach House is from Baltimore. I should not laugh. That's not funny. But anyways, we heard the song Levitation from their album Depression Cherry. It is 7:31. Yes, my name's Anita B, and I'm chilling with you guys here on this seemingly lovely Wednesday night. It looks nice out there. Yeah. Okay. I've been lamenting the start here of spring because it ends my ski season. But whatever. I'm trying. I'm coping. We'll see what this spring and summer brings me. Golf, maybe? I don't know. We'll see. Listen to me. Okay, let's move on. What do we have now? Ooh, we have the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, a trio out of NYC. This song that we're going to be listening to, Spitting Off the Edge of the World, which is absolutely beautiful, was recorded with Perfume Genius about almost 2 years ago. Yeah, you can find it on the album Cool It Down. So let's take a listen here to the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. Let's see if I've got it. Yes, I do. Yeah, 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 yeah. So I just had it. Spitting Off the Edge of the World is coming any second. Here we are. Here we are. Such a great song. All right. So I'm going to stop talking. Yes, I am. And we're going to start rocking here with some... so cheesy. With the Yeah Yeah Yeahs featuring Perfume Genius here on CITR 101.9. FM Vancouver. Thank you. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That right there is Hum. So Hum are out of Champaign, Illinois, founded way back in 1989. They had a big hit on commercial radio in 95 called Stars. And I know this because I used to work actually at a couple of commercial radio stations. The big one was 89X in Windsor, Detroit. Yes. But anyways, in that, I remember when Hum had that hit and it was like all over the place. But anyways, in 2023, I think it was, they rebanded, you know, the word disbanded, rebanded. I don't know. They got back together. Was it 20? No, it was 2020. Yeah, that album is... No, hold on a second here. I just want to make sure I'm getting this straight. A lot of stuff going on with Hum. So this is why I'm bringing this up. Okay, so Inlet was released in 2020. That was what we heard that song called Folding off of. And that this album is the first album of new stuff in over 22 years. Crazy. There we go. That song is awesome. It's so ghostly. It's so perfect. And it's like over 8 minutes, folks. So yes. Before that, we heard another long song, almost 6 minutes, from the Vancouver band Dead Ghosts. The album that we heard Rocky said, that song Rocky said, is called Can't Get No. And that was released already 11 years ago, 2013. Yeah, Dead Ghosts. Those guys are killer. Now, they have a new album out any day now, any week now, but it's not released. I was doing some research and I can't get anything yet. So there's that. So maybe next time I come into the station in a couple weeks or maybe 4 weeks time, we can hear some new Dead Ghosts. Those guys are killer. I've seen them play a bunch of times. I've been at parties with those guys back in the day. God forbid I have not been to a local band scene party in a while. But yeah, Dead Ghosts. Cool dudes. All right. Let's see. Where are we at? It is 750. My name's Anita B, and the show here, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, is coming to an end. 9 minutes. It's 751. So I shall be back in 2 weeks' time. As my show runs every second Wednesday from 6:30 until 8 with some more stuff. Maybe I'll see you on the slopes until then. Who knows? Yeah. In the meantime, I'm going to leave us here with another very long song from a beautiful band out of Montreal called the Besnard Lakes. This song, Like the Ocean, Like the Innocent, Part 2, : The Innocent, can be found on their album, So Wordy, entitled The Besnard Lakes Are the Roaring Night. Phew. So these guys are made up of a couple, a married couple. Did I tell you this song came out in 2010? Yeah, I used to play it like all the time. I haven't played it in a long time. But it's worth hearing all the time. It's kind of a perfect song. So I'm going to leave us with that. That should take us right to the end of the show here. And that's that. All right. I think I got it all. I think we're good. Now, there's two parts. There's part one and part two. The part two one is the 7 minute and 17 second version. The part one is like an intro. Whatever. Not, I don't know if you're playing along at home, but there you go. All right. Let's make sure I got this all set up. All right. I'll see y'all in 2 weeks' time. Until then, hope you find some good snow. All right. This is the Besnard Lakes on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Thank you.
to the paper. This time as visual as possible. Guns blast at the hospital. The walls are whitewashed with tin rooftops. To show love, you lick two shots. It's dangerous, man. Journalists hire gunmen that's violent with me. Kids trust no one because fire burned them. Refugees dying, boats headed for peace. Is anyone scared of death here? Not in the least. I walk by the old lady selling coconuts under the tree. Life is cheap here, but wisdom is free. The Beach Boys hang on the side, leaning with pride. Scam artists and gangsters, fiending a fight. I walk with three kids that can't wait to meet God, baby. That's Bucktooth, Muhammad, and Crybaby. What they do every day.